We've been talking about breath control and breath support, taking just the amount of air in that you need to be able to have access to get to the end of the thought or sentence that you want to say, whether it's ad-libbed or it's from a script. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. So how do you know your airflow? Let me repeat the last sentence from yesterday's podcast. You need to be able to take in just enough air to power your voice for what you want to say and then control the flow of the fuel steadily. Yeah, so how do you know your airflow? Watch the clock. Take a standard breath, not a huge gulp, and then let it out as though gently releasing air from a balloon. Okay, then repeat the exercise with a touch of vocality to it, swapping the S for a long but gentle Z sound. Okay, let's give that a go. So how long did the sound last on each exercise? Well, the first one for me, 15 seconds. The second one, about 18 seconds. A good flow, yeah, ran about 15 seconds, so not at all bad. How did you do? That will show you your airflow. That shows you, shows your brain, how much air you release over what period of time when you vocalise sounds. Now, if you think about it, the S is letting out much more air than the Z. S is just a long hiss. But Z, because there's an interruption to that airflow, because you are vocalising it and think or even do the zzz sound, you'll realise zzz, that your teeth are certainly together, your lips partly closed as well. You're disrupting that airflow, you're slowing it down. So it's no surprise that actually I was able to go slightly longer with that vocalised sound. Tomorrow, another exercise, the crunch and stretch, as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart. Bop, bop, bop.